What's up, everybody? Look, I don't know what happened, okay? And I appreciate everybody reaching out and everything, and but I just don't have the scoop for you. I've been trying to get in contact with everybody. What you guys are getting ready to hear is a live episode that was done on YouTube or whatever facey space. I don't there's a name for it. Hangouts, Google Hangouts. And the guys did it on Friday at 7, and I couldn't attend that. I had a prior obligation. I think they got through the show, and then it ended up kind of going south. And it was live, which is one of the reasons why I've always suggested that we not do live shows, but whatever. That was a decision that they decided to make, and they made it. So I don't know what's going on. I've been in contact with all of them, some indirectly, like some of them I have voicemails, and I'm waiting to hear back. I haven't been able to make a whole lot of headway either way. But since it was live and the YouTube audience got it, I felt that it wouldn't be fair for the audio-only listeners to not get it and not get the full story. Like, I could have edited it because I took it off YouTube. It publishes straight to YouTube. I could have taken it off YouTube and edited out the end and put it on the audio, but it would feel like I was hiding it more so than trying to make it seem professional. It would feel like I was hiding it since it's already on YouTube and there's nothing that can really be done about that other than removing it. But so many people, you know, knew about the live show anyway. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you guys. I can tell you this. I have talked to Lenny. Lenny couldn't make the show either. And I have talked to Lenny. And Lenny and I will definitely be back next week for Shattercast Uncut. Lenny has the capabilities to record. I'm not sure if anyone else will be there, but I'm crossing my fingers that they will. But I'm still waiting to hear back from those guys and see where kind of everybody's at these days. So without any further ado, we can get to the show, but I just want to say that Shattercast is going to continue to move on. If there's anything that you guys, you know, want us to consider as this kind of transitional period is happening, or maybe it's not a transitional period, hopefully it's not, but if it is a transitional period, which it's starting to seem like, you know, feel free to email us, give us any kind of feedback where you'd like to see it kind of go from here, and, you know, we'll continue, and in one way, shape, or form, it will continue. It'll transform. How do you like that? So please respect collectively. Please collect responsibly. And shut the fuck up, Chip.
All right, it's Lev.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Shattercast Uncut, episode 116. I am your douchebag host, Robert D. Lenny's too much of a pussy to make it for a live show. So I'm your runner-up here in terms of being a host for the night. Also, once he heard it was live, he pussied out, and Bobby Skullface isn't here either, unfortunately.
Well, fuck them both. Already.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Well, I got right here. What I got here with me is my got my Shattercast Uncut Hail Hasbro coffee mug full of Jameson and ice cubes. Ah. So this is our first live show. And look at that, Matt. You look like a fucking garden gnome fucked a Wookiee. I gotta tell you.
12 viewers. Anyway, sorry. That's impressive.
All right, so how many we got so far?
17.
Woo! Wow, I feel like Toy Detox at its max. All right. all right. With our introductions, okay, coming up here, you can see his. His smooth pate gleaming in his overhead lights. The one and only superstar hot shot from Toy Detox. And the second person to fall prey to our e-begging, Tyler L.
What's going on, Ron? What's going on, everybody?
I won a brave on.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Oh, man. All right. Coming up next, right behind him, we got T2RX6, Mr. Fix-It. He, who we frequently do not mention, is a well-established YouTube reviewer who does an amazing job, I must say.
$69.99.
Yeah, what's going on? $69.99 toys for life, you know? New stuff. Oh, my God. I got, like, the Proto-Man going on here. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Justin is looking at you right now like, fuck you. Are you complaining about your hair?
He's going to take these headphones and roll them the other way. And nope, not helping.
Justin, it's time to shave that shit, man. Just let it go.
You have to forgive me. For some reason, the call went to my phone. So, as Greg mentioned, it's like a Blair Witch Project for me. But speaking of assholes, Greg Sullivan, say hello.
Hi. How the fuck are y'all doing? I'm not going to make now, my haircut.
Little no. fact, that is what Greg looks like. Batmite.
Okay, so with the introductions out of the way, let's talk about something here. We still have some... Sorry about that. Now, this is a man. We enjoy seeing his reviews. Oh my God! That is my favorite view right there, down at your hips, baby. All right, this is Matthew Deluxe Baldwin in his den of sin. Every piece of plastic you see there around him has touched his tongue, and he will get cancer.
And my car.
say hi, Matt. Hey, you got one of those IQ shirts? That's awesome. Say hi. Did you say hi yet?
Can I hear me?
Oh, God damn it. The one guy who's done a Google Hangout before. Most problems ever.
Matt, you look like 10 feet tall. This is awesome. I love it.
Well, it's on my phone. I don't know why I didn't. I tried to figure out how to do it on the computer, but you know what? It's smarter than I am, and I need to fiddle around more with it. Like I said, they just send me a tweet, and I just click it, and it fucking goes to the Hangouts.
Matt, can you hear me? Shout out to Russell, man.
Matt used to work for Geek Squad, and that is also their slogan, computers. They're smarter than I am.
It don't mean you fucking go learn everything in a fucking Google Hangout. I mean, who the fuck cares about Google Hangouts, man?
Hey, Matt, why don't you Google how to Google Hangout?
I will.
Instead of Google Hangout.
Well, next time, when we get here all the time, so we can fucking practice, you know, and maybe, you know, learn something.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah. Well, we did practice last night, Matt, but, you know, whatever.
Matt, you got a little cum in your beard. Right on your chin. You got a little dried cum down there. Oh, it's gray hair.
You can't grow that shit, meatball.
No, I can't, actually. I grow a really nasty, greasy, sparse pubic hair beard. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Got semi truck and cigarettes or something?
Okay.
Dude, Matt, we need to get you a new jersey, dude.
Oh, that's a jersey?
No. You can keep the same team, but man, those numbers are flaking off like KFC paint. We got to get that fixed.
Oh, man. I thought those were one of Lisa's sleep shirts. That's fucking.
What paint on a KFC toy?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't afford good shit like you do, man. I can't move to New Jersey.
Speaking of New Jersey, there is a convention out in New Jersey. I forget what it's called. SmellyCon 2016. Bobby Skullface will be there with a table. He will have some stock of ours. We encourage you to buy his artwork. But more importantly, if you got 10, 15 bucks to spare, buy our shit first. Fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe he's going with pint glasses. Yeah. What's he got? Pint glasses, mugs, and keychains?
Yeah, I don't think he has the shirts or anything.
There are no more. Okay, so let's start out. Anybody get anything? Go ahead, Snowflake.
Well, as I'm in transition from moving, my loot piles are still stocking up, but I had to jump on the new Gravity Builder piece. I got a deal on it. Got it for $80.
God damn it. What's going on?
Who is crumpling paper?
What is that?
That's oh, sorry. Great. I forgot to mute. Sorry.
Oh, fucking man. Dude, this is a live show. We can't go back. Can you try to do this right the first time through, please?
Dude, he's unwrapping his Whopper.
Hey, man. I'm not the one who was 45 fucking minutes late, but hey, anyway. Yeah, keep talking shit. That's cool.
Yeah, if you talk shit to Greg Sullivan, you better fucking bend over and hand a jar of Vaseline over and pray he accepts the Vaseline.
Hey, when do we start using real fucking last names on this show?
I thought...
Yeah.
Don't we always use your name?
No.
Okay. Anyway. Anything else, Tyler,
anyway.
Besides these crumples?
No, just the Gravity Builder piece. I got a killer deal. I had to jump on it. He's okay. He's probably the weakest out of the four of them so far. He's okay.
Yeah, I just want to watch him. Oh, I hope all those shells fucking fall. Oh, do you see him? Just really, wait till he walks. Hold on.
Doing? Is he even paying attention to the show?
This is what he fucking does.
Yeah. Does he ever really pay attention, though?
Can I?
Boom, can I Baba. Boom, Baba.
Sorry. Dude, you're not fucking skinny yourself, you fucking big-headed meathead.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of love on this show.
Why me? Are you guys Louis the Funk come kill me or something?
Hey Matt. Hey Matt, can you reach that top shelf, or do you have to get something to stand on?
If your mom's up there, I probably can reach up there.
Oh, okay.
So okay, so you got the Gravity Builder, right? How do you like those shopping cart shoulders?
They're all right. You can kind of position them, but yeah, they're not very good.
I like the figure.
Yeah, the bottom self is nice. Those shoulder pads, 80s businesswoman shoulder pads got to go.
Yeah, I don't even mind it. As it's just, you can't move his fucking arms. You have to move those bars and all the kibble anyway. That's what sucks.
Well, YouTube, man. What the fuck? Yeah. Hey there, YouTube.
27 people who are never going to watch our show again.
We got 27?
27. 29.
Hey, fuck yeah.
You know what they say about watching a fucking train wreck.
What
do they say, Jim?
Is that it, Tyler?
That's it. Everything else is still waiting in my pile of loot.
All right. So, Justin, what'd you get, buddy?
Well, let's see. I decided to go crazy and picked up the Make Toys Hymed Rover and Katana. And I de-Johnny'd my katana and broke his blades right away. So that was awesome. And then $69.99 toys was good to me, and I got some reflector add-on piece that holds his backpack in place and some upgrades to Terror, like a handle for the Target Master and a scythe handle. So.
Now, when you broke Katana, did you go on every Facebook group you could find and...
I did.
Go abort, what a piece of shit.
I talked about how big of a piece of shit it was and told everybody to abort, and, you know. I bought it from the Chosen Prime. I told everybody not to buy from him because he's a ripoff and sells you broken toys. What else did I do? I can't remember.
Did you refuse trades like an asshole?
I did.
You know, if it don't stand up, they're a piece of shit. They don't stand up the first time.
Of course.
Well, not everybody wants to do fucking intrusive modifications to a third party, like sticking a piece of khaki to their fucking foot.
I know, right? I'm glad you agree with me.
Or not shaking like my fucking drunk grandma when she wakes up first thing in the morning.
Hey, where can you type that on the YouTube? It won't, usually, you know, like when they do Hangouts.
Don't worry about the YouTube, because it's okay. Feeding back. I can hear the echo on your side.
Oh, you want me to turn that off, Fucktar?
No, I want you to turn it up fucking louder, Matt.
It's not like I have it down. It's not even...
I have this really cool feature as the person controlling this that I can eject bad actors. Like, fuck it, Matt's gone.
Do it.
No, just kidding.
No one needs him, dude. Just, no one needs him.
So, we can't do that.
Look at this. Holding up that...
Look at this guy.
Every time you hold that up, I gag.
Well, that's
okay.
Cock. That's what you
so,
say.
Hey, So while you're holding that up, you might as well explain what else you got this week, if anything, Matthew.
I got my first Gundam, and I built it. Yeah.
You know, it's a Transformers podcast, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a Gundam cast and cut. Yeah.
It should be. Not really. I got, all the thing I got from a person named Gregors. He gave me Takara Brainstorm, and great little figure. I already had the Hasbro one, but I couldn't pass up a deal, so I got that.
Yay!
And 17, well, now 19 discs since Snowflake. A beat can now or something. I don't know, whatever.
You broke the record, Matt.
Broke the record, that bald head.
Anyway. Gregors.
Yeah.
Mr. Mercy, what did you get this week?
I finally got my fucking Sphinx replacement.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gross.
Did you get the original color or the new color?
It's the new color.
That sucks.
Nah, it's all right. It's not bad. I actually like it. So, I didn't have a chance to transform it because I was busy trying to figure out how to add people to Google Plus. But you know, whatever.
Oh fuck you.
I'll play with it later.
Oh man, you complain so much.
Man, it's anger today.
God, are we married?
Oh, whatever.
All right. So, what the fuck is he doing? All right. What did I get this week? I got her. I got Hulky. Hulky fucking came in, and then my eyes were opened. I know I busted Matt's balls, but I got four Gundam in myself.
Four?
Yeah. Joe H. Bless his liberty loving, freedom full heart. Joe sent me a Gundam. That was last week. I talked about that on the show last week. It was Barbatos. And I just went balls deep. I got, I ordered a ton. And I got to say, they're very inexpensive.
So
they cost
Robert,
less.
By
they
balls
cost
deep,
less.
Given your overall stature, not that far in?
No, just a little bit. But feels big to me, but you know, maybe not to the Gundam.
Now they
cost less. They cost less than a Hasbro Legends, basically.
Oh.
And this is one of them. This is a Zaku. I mean, you put them together yourself. They're good, you know, color, amazing articulation. This figure, I mean, if it was a Transformer, I got another one that actually does transform into something.
But don't be surprised. Some of them are pretty shitty Transformers, but they do. Some of them transform.
How the fuck did you not break that damn thing, but you break every fucking Transformer you get?
Huh? And you know, I mean, they're not like, you can't throw it against the wall. It's made to come apart again so you can customize it, or you can glue stuff so if you don't want it to come apart. But they are extremely articulate. And like, I do have one that transforms into a jet, and it could easily be $100. And it was 12 bucks. 12 fucking bucks. And it's really opened my mind. You know, so, like, what I got in this week, Transformers-wise, besides, what's his fucking face, Hulky, I got in today, the, what are they called, the Dr. Wu, almost human, what was it? What are the fuck, it's the human version of Rodimus, Ultra Magnus, RC, and Springer. And out of the box, I stood Ultra Magnus up. Fucker fell over, and their heads are on ball joints, and his little tiny head shot across the fucking room. So it just was a horrible first impression. It was like a beautiful woman with a stinky vagina. Sorry about that, Tyler. No mean to offend you and your vagina. But anyway, I'm getting rid of it right away. And that, how much was that set? I don't even know. It was 50 bucks or something. So this is
I'll give
the,
you
or
are you still talking about what you got?
Yes. I just started talking. Are you paying attention? Anyway. And then the last thing that I got that I'm eternally thankful for, John Wayne Davis sent me a drawing he made for me, a Waterhead Baby Silver Bolt. And it's very nice and inking. And it's really, really nice. And I'm going to frame it and hang it in my office, you know, as a reminder to never be afraid of your own potential. What the hell is that? Who is that? Is that Justin? You got a gun? Okay, no, it's his microphone. All right, and so that's it. That's we'll move it along. And third party news. Phantom limb syndrome. Open mouth. Oh no, that's the next one. Sorry. Phantom limb syndrome. Let's see what this is, guys. You guys have to forgive us. We've obviously never done this before. All right. I'm sorry.
Have you done a podcast before, Robert?
No.
Don't you look at the notes like beforehand?
No.
Oh, that's right. You're too busy. I forgot.
No, you don't watch. You don't watch. You don't even watch it. You're on it. You don't even watch it. You don't think we could benefit from your view? That tenth of a penny?
Yeah, I don't have to watch it to fucking know what I'm talking about on the show, though. But anyway, whatever. Continue.
This is true. So yeah, seeing this after playing with Gundam, I'm just gonna talk about Gundam all the time now. But like I was like, fuck that, $100. Generation Toy Ghost Leader prize is ready. Winners will be announced soon. So it's the clear ghost version of Generation Toy Scraper.
I want that shit.
I didn't even know there was a contest. So good thing I missed out.
Nobody knows. It's over in Japan. Why would you know?
You'd think they would have a prowl head, you know, as well.
Yeah, why are they doing one? Are they doing one or are they going to do the whole thing?
The scrapper died. Like the other bitch that died that came back as a ghost.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Did any of you guys know when this contest started or how it was you were supposed to sign up?
Just say you didn't know.
Lowry mentioned that it was early on. When the figure was released. So.
Man, that was like 6-8 no.
He could have mentioned it to somebody else.
Anybody have any thoughts?
You don't get that shit. Shut up.
I'm not getting it. Nope. Oh. You guys getting it?
I think it's ain't good.
I mean, anybody? If I want it, I would take it. But I mean, like, I don't want to pay what they're going to charge for it.
That's for bit.
I'm sorry, Tyler.
Are you seriously playing with the toy in the podcast?
It's a Transformer podcast, isn't it, Dick?
Oh my god.
Anyway, like I was saying, I would get free if I would enter the contest, but I don't want to pay like three times the amount of what this thing's gonna cost.
Well, what are you willing to pay for it?
$5,000 or $20,000.
I would not. Maybe 150 tops.
Damn.
I don't.
How much would you pay for a pair of shoes?
I've paid a lot of shoes. I think the most I've paid for a pair of shoes is like $2,800.
What?
Yeah.
This thing looks like it's super breakable. I mean, can you guys imagine trying to pull out those hands and clip them in place that are everything's all clear, like? Something is going to break. This is like the thing you keep in either the vehicle mode or the limb mode, and you never change it again. By the way, I don't know, you guys, are you seeing me or are you seeing the actual image?
Look at the image.
Okay, good. Because that means the users are seeing the image too. So I figured you could do without my proto man and, you know.
We need more than 35 people, man. Let's get this shit out. We need more peoples.
Why don't you invite all your friends, Matt?
Okay. No, you want less than 35 people?
Never mind. I don't want to lose callers. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, great. I wish I could run the cafe like a cool guy.
You're gonna trigger Matt. You can trigger for everybody, level man.
No, Matt only triggers if you like fucking. If you're like, oh man, I got so many cardboard boxes in my house. I fucking hate it. And he'll be like, why don't you like cardboard boxes? It's okay. and then he just fucking doesn't talk to you for 2 days. I'm sorry. We usually cut this stuff out, guys. You know, Justin edits.
Has anybody checked the chat room? Do we have a chat room open for everybody to talk to? That's what we're doing the live thing for. I mean, anybody see that?
Is there?
I see that there's like apps on here, but having never really used the Google Hangout software, I don't know where that is. Like when I click Q&A, it just says this feature is disabled. So I have no idea.
Okay, we'll have to get with Eddie. Oh, Dust Mics and